Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the stations you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us right now on the line from the Institute of Molecular Medicine, Dr. Karth Nicholson, who formerly, of course, held several professorial chairs at the Cancer Institute in Texas. And, of course, he certainly is the editor of a number of scientific journals. And he's known throughout the world for his scientific accomplishments, published well over 500 peer-reviewed articles. I don't know how he has the time to do all of that. But we've checked them out, and certainly they're very, very accurate. He is on the front lines of really what's going on today with so many of the chronic diseases, the chronic fatigue syndrome, and many of the chronic diseases that we have that are incapacitating so very many people. Dr. Nicholson, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your program again, actually.
Well, what are we going to talk about today? Do you want to get into some of these chronic disabling diseases? What would be the major issue before the public today, do you think, from this point of view?
Well, I think the public should be alarmed, if they're not knowledgeable about it, about the increase in chronic illnesses that we see in our population. So these are illnesses that are not so readily apparent. If you look at somebody, you can't immediately tell that they're sick. They don't have boils all over their body and so on and so forth. It's kind of a subtle thing, although there are a lot of people now that are sick, actually several percentage points of our population, with a variety of chronic illnesses. Some of these are called autoimmune illnesses, like rheumatic diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, and other similar diseases. Others are fatiguing syndromes, like chronic fatigue syndrome, or pain syndromes, like fibromyalgia syndrome. A lot of these were just very rare, even two decades ago, as you recall, and there's been an alarming increase in these chronic conditions now, and you just see it all over the place. I hear complaints standing in line at the grocery store from people who don't even know me, complaining about this, complaining about that, and I think that one of the reasons that these illnesses have increased, these chronic illnesses, is because of the types of chronic infections that have penetrated into our population that exacerbate these conditions, or actually in some cases cause them.
And of course, are you thinking of diseases like the mycoplasma? Are you thinking of diseases like Lyme disease? What specific category of disease are you speaking of?
I would put these all in the same category. I put them in the category of intracellular bacterial and viral infections. So these are infections that invade your cells. And when they get inside, it's kind of difficult for your immune system to find them or to react against them. For example, bacteria that causes Lyme disease, and we're not talking about a single bacteria in these diseases. We just have a publication coming out in a pathology journal in Scandinavia showing that these chronic illnesses are characterized by multiple infections. So there's more than one infection involved, not only in Lyme disease, but in all these other chronic illnesses as well.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Karth Nicholson, and we're going to be talking about these chronic disabling diseases. Now, we know from the government's own statistics that there are somewhere between 800 and 100,000 and a million people with CFS. They use the figure ordinarily, 800,000 people with this completely new disease. I mean, I practiced for many years. I never saw chronic fatigue until suddenly we had an outbreak at Incline Village. We'll be back in just a moment to talk more with Dr. Karth Nicholson about this real problem. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and our guest this afternoon is Dr. Karth Nicholson of the Institute of Molecular Medicine in Southern California, and Dr. Nicholson had held another of professorial seats at the MD Anderson Cancer Clinic in Texas. Before he moved here, he edits a number of scientific magazines. He's published well over 500 peer-reviewed articles. How many articles actually are there, Dr. Nichols?
Well, at the moment, I guess there are about 550 at the moment.
All right, five. Well, when I first met you, there were about 450. So that's quite a few years ago now. But of course, you're talking about these chronic disabling diseases, and whether we call it chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia or whether we call it Lyme disease, or doesn't seem to matter what it is. You say that there are multiple infections involved. Now, are these new organisms? Is it the individual doesn't have the ability to deal with these infections? What is the very crux of the issue, or is it both new organisms and, of course, inability to cope with them?
Well, I think that there are some organisms that we haven't seen, certainly in penetrating the population and the number that we're seeing today. And by the way, the numbers that you were expounding on are based on a very narrow definition. If you just take chronic fatigue syndrome and use the CDC definition, yes, approximately 800,000 to a million people that are sick. But if you use the broader definition, there's several million people that are sick in this country. If you look at fibromyalgia syndrome, the same thing. There's several million people that are sick in this country with fibromyalgia syndrome.
And you know what the most amazing thing is? A practicing orthopedist, of course, these people would come into your office. And it really wasn't until I got back from Africa in the mid-70s and 1980s that we begin to see these people in large numbers. And of course, your first impression they've got a complaint for every organ system, and you think, well, these people have got to be crazy, but they're not. I mean, some of these people, as you get to know them, really have terrible, terrible disability, and these are relatively new conditions, aren't they?
Well, because these are systemic infections or system-wide infections, they go virtually all over the body, and they attack virtually every organ system. So the complaints that you see in these people, you could look at signs and symptoms and have 40 or 60 different signs and symptoms in the complaint list. And this is kind of unusual in a way to have so many different problems in the same patient. And a lot of these people are depressed. Who wouldn't be depressed if you're that sick? A lot of these people have cognitive problems and memory deficits and so on. And we feel that a lot of that is because these types of infections can invade the central nervous system and cause changes in metabolism and nerve cells and other problems.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there. We've got to bring on one more station here. Well, Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson, and he's talking about, of course, these chronic disabling syndromes, which are new, at least we're seeing large numbers of them now. And of course, one of the hallmarks of these new diseases is that they involve the central nervous system, and the people are forgetful, they can't remember, they're not celebrating at the level that they were before, and this really is very, very disturbing to the individual, isn't it?
Well, I'm telling you, this is one of the most disturbing aspects of these illnesses, is the fact that people have cognitive problems. They also have sensory problems. And often these people, for example, have photosensitivity or light sensitivity. They have painful parts of their eyes. They have double vision. Their night vision acuity is down and so on. Hearing problems, tinnitus and so on. So they have a lot of different sensory problems as well. In some cases, people have peripheral neuropathies, which means they have the sensitivities and so on, and unusual, sometimes even ghost feelings and pain and so on and so forth from around their body. And they don't really understand what's going on. And anybody would be depressed with all this happening. And, of course, depression is very commonly found in these patients. The other thing that's commonly found is fatigue in all these patients. And we've been doing some work on fatigue. And fatigue is often based upon the energy system, or it is based upon the energy system in each cell. And the energy systems in the cells take place in the mitochondria, these little organelles that are kind of like the batteries of our cells. And one of the studies that we just completed, we found that the mitochondria in the cells are actually like a battery, only the battery with insulation stripped off of it, so they run down. And this is what happens to our mitochondria. They can't maintain the electrical continuity that they normally maintain, and they get run down. And we found that a lot of this is due to the fact that the lipids in the mitochondrial membranes, which surround the mitochondria, get oxidized. And one of the reasons they get oxidized is that the pathogens to get inside the cells, either the Lyme's Borrelia, for example, or the mycoplasma, or the chlamydia, or all these infections that we find associated with these chronic conditions, get inside the cell, and they release substances which attack the mitochondrial and other membranes of the cell, and they make the membranes leaky. And consequently, it's like running the batteries down of your cell when your membranes get leaky. So we've been working on how to correct that, and we have an idea on how to do that. But that's just one of the many, many things that go on when these types of infections invade into our cells. They can invade into the nucleus of the cell and cause changes even in the DNA by oxidizing the DNA. They can mutate the genome. They can cause changes in gene expression. They can cause all kinds of things. Depending upon the organ system that is colonized by these types of infections, you can have all kinds of different problems. And we were mentioning nerve cells. And it turns out there's some of these infections, like mycoplasmas, for example, will target in on the nervous system. So they will target in on the peripheral and central nerves. And once they invade, those real problems start to take place in patients. And then they exhibit a lot of neurologic signs and symptoms that they never had before. And it's very scary for patients that go through this. And I went through it myself. So I know what most patients are going through when they get a full-blown infection.
Well, of course, now this is what we see with Gulf War illness, isn't it?
Yes, it is. 40% of the Gulf War veterans we found had an invasive mycoplasmal infection. And the same thing there. These mycoplasmas were systemic. They went all over the body. They caused 50-60 different signs and symptoms in most of these veterans. Some of them progressed and died. In fact, we think there are in excess of 28,000 dead from the Gulf War. And this was the principal reason why, both chemicals and exposure to these types of infections. And they may have got these infections in the vaccines. They may have been part of an offensive biological warfare effort. We know the Iraqis had these agents. They were working on them. They had two very large laboratories, one in Basra and one in Baghdad, before the Gulf War, that were working very heavily on weaponized mycoplasmas. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that our veterans were exposed to these agents, either in the vaccines or as offensive biological warfare agents during the Gulf War.
Well, now, what about the body? Why can't, I mean, when I went to medical school, and even at, I think really until I came back from Africa in the late 70s, you know, I'd never heard of mycoplasmas. I know that they had existed all along, but suddenly now we begin to see them more and more taking part in flu and urinary tract infections, and really they're much more aggressive today than they ever have been in the past, aren't they?
Well, we just don't know, because we don't know the actual incidence in the past. For example, atypical pneumonia, mycoplasmas are a major culprit in atypical pneumonia, and since we didn't have the test before, we couldn't really tell, what the incidence rate was in these atypical cases of pneumonia. But we're seeing this a lot now. We're seeing a lot of things like atypical pneumonia, along with a lot of other problems, bronchial respiratory problems and so on, in patients that they never had before. And we've seen, in addition to that, a lot of bowel problems, mostly things like irritable bowel problems, or ulcers, or other types of things that we just didn't see in the same frequency that we see now. And we attribute a lot of this to these types of chronic infections.
Well, and of course, we're seeing so many people with lupus today. I mean, lupus is a terrible, terrible disease and incapacitating, with arthritic manifestations and photosensitivity. And, of course, these chronic infections play any part in this resurgence of lupus that we're seeing?
Well, we think they do. We think particularly the sporadic cases that they can't link to any genetics, we think they're related. Those are the cases that inevitably turn up positive for these types of infections, both viral and bacterial infections. And in those lupus patients, they actually get a lot of benefit from treating the infections. Once the infections are identified, you can treat them, and most people, their signs and symptoms begin to resolve once you suppress these pathogens. So that's not necessarily saying that these pathogens actually cause the disease, although in some cases I think they can cause it, but they're certainly a very important cofactor. They certainly exacerbate the signs and symptoms, and they certainly cause a lot of other problems in these patients in addition to the autoimmune problems.
All right, now what about, of course, why doesn't our immune system take care of these infections? Ordinarily, a healthy immune system should be able to control infection, or should it?
Well, these infections hide from the immune system. They hide in a number of ways. First, they're intracellular. So things like mycoplasma, chlamydia, and borrelia from Lyme disease penetrate inside cells, and so they're sequestered away from the immune system and the immune cells and the antibodies and so on. So in a way, they're kind of hidden away. They use a lot of different techniques to in addition to hide, to fool the immune system. One is that some of these bacteria, for example, have structures on their surfaces that mimic normal structures, so they're not seen as foreign, they're seen as self. They also produce little chemical mediators that suppress the immune cells and suppress the immune response. And so one of the telltale signs of these infections is in fact, an immune suppression. And you can see this with elements of our immune response, like natural killer response and so on. And that's actually depressed when people are infected with these microorganisms. So in addition to hiding inside cells, in addition to hiding by the types of antigens that they express, they also actively suppress immunity.
All right, fine. So basically then, the infection suppresses the immunity, which makes the person then more susceptible to the infection. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, it is. Not only that infection, but other infections. And I think that's why we see so many multiple infections in these patients. And I think I may have sent you a copy of a recent paper that we just published in a Scandinavian pathology journal showing that the signs and symptoms severity in patients with chronic fatigue syndrome increases with the number of these different infections on board. So if we can detect one infection, for example, and we do a profile of a patient, we look at 120 signs and symptoms in that patient, and we get a score in each of these categories, and then we look at a patient that has two infections, two different types, or three, or four, or five, or whatever. And with the number of infections, there's an increase in the severity of the signs and symptoms, and it's actually quite significant. And the interesting thing was that it didn't depend upon the type of infection. You could have chlamydia, you could have mycoplasma, you could have borrelia, you could have viruses like human herpes 6 virus and so on. What mattered was the number of infections, and it's as if the patients that were the worst had the most infections. So the patients that were worst off had the most severe signs and symptoms, had the most infections of different types. And that kind of goes along with what you're saying, is if you get one of these infections and your immune system starts to be depressed, that makes you more susceptible to other infections, and you get other infections and you collect other infections, and then all of a sudden you get worse and worse and worse. And it doesn't seem to turn around, and most of these patients never recover. They remain sick for long, long periods of time, years and years, without any relief. And one of the major problems is unless these infections are addressed, you won't get relief. You can get some temporary relief, but it won't last.
Well, perhaps we can get a little bit into how you would approach somebody with one of these problems. We've got another minute and a half. How would you approach somebody who had a problem of this sort?
Well, the first thing that we tell patients to do is to get tested to see if they have any of these infections. And essentially all autoimmune patients, all rheumatic, rheumatoid arthritis, rheumatic illnesses, all fatiguing illnesses, for example, all those patients need to be tested. If they have any of these infections, then there are various ways in which the infections can be treated. And along with treating the infections, we recommend that their immune systems be built back, that they have, there are a number of very important elements that have to be considered, such as the vitamins and minerals we know are depleted. Certain vitamins, certain minerals are depleted in these patients. All of that has to be considered.
So it's really a multiple disciplinary approach to the patients, but the first thing is to find out if they have these chronic infections, and that's really such an important thing. And when we get back, of course, we'll get into that. If you have questions or comments, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And we're talking about literally millions of Americans. Now, it's 800,000 to a million for chronic fatigue, but that's just one of the multiple things. Lyme disease support groups right in the community where I live, and the CFS support groups. These are people. They're American citizens, and they need our help. We'll be right back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty.
A
very important book is called AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine. The fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WALK and ask for AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Do you ever feel sort of run down that you need more energy? Well, let me tell you about a product. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly, and I've used this for close to 10 years, and my family has used it. We've been very, very happy with it. And recently, the company came and offered to sponsor us for a month, so we certainly agreed to that. We think it's a great, great product. It's made from the royal jelly that comes from the beehive. This is what the queen bee eats. It's sold with a money-back guarantee. If at the end of 3 months you're not completely satisfied and you don't have more energy, just give them a call. But if you'd like to get Be Alive Royal Jelly, call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. And I'm sure you're going to be very, very satisfied with the product. All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and then I just want to mention the, of course, Big Berkey products. And, of course, if you're interested in a water filter, we have both the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light, the Big Berkey stainless steel. The Berkey Light's made out of Lexan, so you can see the water levels. The Big Berkey has ceramic filters packed with activated charcoal. The Berkey Light has what we call a black Berkey filter that works more efficiently but has to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. And, of course, it's just a handy thing to have if you would like, of course, to have better-tasting water, if you'd like to get rid of many of the toxic chemicals that are there and the pesticides and the other chemicals that can bother you. Think about getting one of these water filters. Now, the Big Berkey is available in every state but California. The Berkey Light is available in California, every state exactly but Iowa. And, of course, the Big Berkey is $239. The Berkey Light is $199. You can see them both at our website at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. But it's wonderful to have a water filter at hand. And not only, of course, it makes your water taste better, but the other thing is if there were ever a difficulty, a problem, where you could not readily get water, why, of course, this gives you water, access to water that you can drink, that comes from a pond or a river, and you just don't have to worry about getting infections. That's the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light, both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you buy it through us, we offer you either a video or a 4-tape set that we produced. Again, the number 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, if you'd like to have a food supply on hand in case we get into some serious problems, and I really believe that down the line we will, why, of course, you give us a call, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'll send you a copy of a catalog, a ready-reserve food catalog, and let's see if you can find the things there that you think you need. Again, the number 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, just ask for a food catalog. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson from the Institute of Molecular Medicine. We're talking about, of course, how you can begin to deal with this if you are one of these unfortunate people that do have one of these chronic disabling diseases. And, you know, here where I live, there's actually a support group for people with Lyme disease, and most people aren't even aware of Lyme disease, but this is a very disabling disease. And then, of course, we have our chronic fatigue syndrome. We have our people with the fibromyalgia, several million of them out there. And, of course, you go from doctor to doctor, and the doctor really doesn't know what to do with it, and not because he's not a smart doctor, but because medicine has not taught him how to address these problems, because, of course, we accept to get an infection, and you treat it, and it goes away. These are chronic infections that hide in the cells, and, of course, just disable the cell, take away the energy, wear down the battery, as it were. And then, of course, when you have them, the immune system becomes more susceptible to other infections. Would that be a fair statement?
I think that's a very fair statement. We were just beginning to discuss how you counteract this problem. And then, in other words, how do you get better from these chronic infections that virtually underlie almost all the chronic illnesses that we have? They certainly exacerbate them if you have them. So you need to find out if you have these infections. If you have them, basically there are different strategies in order to treat them. If it's bacterial, generally we suggest that people start with antibiotics, although some people who can't take antibiotics, there are actually some natural antimicrobials that are actually on the market now. Some of these are from exotic places like the Amazon jungle and so on. And they can be effective, although we think that most people do quite well with the antibiotics. And the difference is that if they have a bacterial infection, the antibiotics have to be long-term. They can't be a course of just a few weeks. That just never works with these smoldering, slow-growing intracellular infections. They're just not very susceptible to antibiotics if they're used in a very quick course. So that's the first approach, to suppress the infection. The next approach is to start to build back the body system. And in terms of the immune system, this is extremely important. And there are a number of techniques and strategies that we suggest people use to do this. There are a number of products which can boost the immune system. And we list these on our website. If people are interested, they can go to www.immed.org, it's like immediate.org. And they can find out more about these by going under treatment considerations. Now, once we've helped the immune system and once we've suppressed the infections, then there's some other considerations. We know, for example, that the lipids of the membranes are damaged in the cell. And I mentioned the mitochondrial membrane. It becomes leaky, and this bleeds the energy away from our cells. And so we've suggested a new approach called lipid replacement therapy. And although it's not real new, but using the specific types of lipids that we recommend is a new approach. And these are lipids that are protected from oxidation. And there's a couple of commercial outfits that supply these in a form that patients can use. And we use them on our clinical trials. And they can find these on our websites. By the way, we don't make any money off of any commercial product. We're a nonprofit institute, so any recommendations that we have are just simply based upon our clinical trials. The next thing we found is that the people are often depleted in certain vitamins and minerals, such as B-complex vitamins. Almost all the chronic patients that we looked at have problems with certain B-complex vitamins, so we recommend that sublingual B-complex be used by patients on a daily basis, or even more than just once a day, several times a day. Also, certain minerals like selenium, magnesium, so on and so forth, are depleted in patients, and these have to be replaced. We know also that for patients to absorb their food and also to absorb some of these materials that we're giving them, they have to have a functioning gut. And most of these people have real major gut problems. They have leaky gut syndrome, or they have irritable bowel syndrome, and they have a number of different problems. Part of this can be overcome by using probiotics or friendly bacteria. We recommend a lot of these products, particularly if somebody's on antibiotics. The timing is important. They have to take them a couple hours after they take their antibiotics so that they don't interfere with the antibiotic uptake. But then massive amounts of probiotics help to restore the gut flora, the normal gut bacteria that's so important to our digestive systems and so on. And that's an extremely important part of this. And there are a number of other recommendations as well, but that's a beginning list.
All right, fine. Well, no, we hear a lot of people talking about candidiasis, about these chronic yeast infections. Is that really a factor or not?
Well, it is a factor, and diet is very important, and we have a number of dietary recommendations. It's very important, for example, to get off processed sugar, because this tends to feed the fungal infections, and that's very important in terms of feeding any of these infections. So that's one of the things that we recommend. Lipid replacement therapy is very important. Probiotics are very important, along with diet, and you shouldn't have these problems.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Garth Nicholson. And if you'd like to give us a call, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, that is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable to regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention a couple of products we do carry. We just think they're well worthwhile. One of them is the Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them. We will tell you that the people who use them, of course, tell us the wonderful stories about the things it's done for them as far as rashes and other conditions and acne and all those things. But all we can do is tell you that some people claim that they've really seemed to be helpful, and I will tell you that I use them, my wife uses them, and we wouldn't be without them. I was very skeptical when we got started, but I'll tell you that we use them for so many different things, and they really do seem to really help. And so if you'd like to know about them, there's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, and the gel is something I use and use very, very regularly. And I think that you will, too, if you try it on rashes and just see how it works. But the Miracle 2 soap products, a special introductory offer, call 1-800-5-448-927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we want to mention the Phenopoly, and Phenopoly is certainly a board game. It's played like Monopoly, but, of course, it's designed to teach you and your children and your grandchildren how to read phonetically, how to pronounce words phonetically, and, of course, how to spell phonetically, because phonics is the key to all of these things. So we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to certainly going ahead and finding out about Phonopoly. And of course, most of these programs that teach children to read phonetically are $300, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95, and we've had some wonderful, wonderful results with it. Even older people have called and told me how much they've benefited playing it, and they're going to play it again because, of course, they learn. So give us a call at 1-800-5-448-927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask about Phonopoly. You won't be sorry if you do. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon, Dr. Garth Nicholson. We're certainly talking about these chronic disabling diseases, and we've got Sam calling in. Sam, where are you calling from?
Awesome, Ron.
Okay, fine. Okay, real good. Good to have you with us. And of course, yes, you have a question or comment?
I try to listen to you every day.
How did you find us? Are you listening on shortwave or internet?
Yes, shortwave.
All right, fine, because they keep moving our number around. Of course, we're going to be at, and I might as well just mention right now, that we're going to be at the 17.65 for the first hour and 7.580 for the second hour until they get our transmitter fixed again. So
7.465?
7.580 for the second hour,
right,
and 17.65 for the first hour. So I'm glad you found us today.
There's a good friend of mine lives in Natchitoches, Louisiana, has fibromyalgia, and they're not familiar with naturopathy, and I'm wondering, you know, perhaps Dr. Nicholson knows of something in particular that might be of benefit to her, and also I'm wondering if there's some sort of a national referral service for naturopaths.
All right. Did you hear Sam's question? He's wondering about naturopaths. He's wondering where his friend could get some help and if there's any sort of a national referral, a place for them to go.
I don't know about a national referral system, but they can contact the Capital University in Washington, D.C., Capital University of Integrated Medicine. I'm actually on the faculty there, professor of integrated medicine. They train people in integrated medicine, which means that they train people to use both allopathic as well as homeopathic medicine. And so I think it's a good place to start. They will know. They will know who to contact or what organization to contact.
How would he get in touch with his capital then?
Well, I can find out because I live, you know, about 22 miles from D.C. So
all right, give the name.
Yeah, that's an excellent lead for me. And
all right, give the name once more.
Capital University of Integrative Medicine. It's in Washington, D.C.
Capital University of Integrative Medicine. Okay, fine. Right. And would you suggest maybe they go to your website as well?
Yes, they can find out more about, for example, the variety of techniques that I was discussing before on our website, www.immed.org. It's like immediate.org, and that's the website for the Institute for Molecular Medicine. And on that website, under treatment considerations, there are whole articles, for example, on using various supplements and homeopathic approaches to treating these infections, as well as allopathic medicine and the normal kind of medicine that's practiced by an internist, for example, and how they would approach the same problem.
Okay, anything else, Sam?
Well, there. Thank
all
you
right,
very
Colin,
much.
Thank you so much for calling, and let's go to Roger calling from Allentown. Roger, you have a question?
Yeah, no, oddly enough, there's a Dennis Cuddy fee coming over after the break, but anyway, for Dr. Nicholson, my mother, her doctor, she was administering a B12 shot, and I suggested, well, you want me to give her sublingual B12 and as a maintenance? And they suggested the absorption was problematic, which surprised me for sublingual B12, I understand, or expect it's better than just swallowing it.
It is better than just swallowing it.
Might the injections almost be necessary anyway?
Well, I think if people are totally impaired in their uptake, then the injections are necessary. But in fact, most people that have chronic illnesses are probably not that far along, and they can benefit tremendously by use of sublingual B-complex vitamins. And the way that this is done is you simply put an eyedropper full under your tongue, and you hold it there for a minute or two for it to absorb, and then you just swallow the rest.
And, of course, the reason is because this is such a rich vascular area, and the mucosal membrane is so permeable that these things just absorb right into your system. Anything else, Roger?
That's all. God bless.
Okay, thank you so very much for calling. And now, let's, you know, we're seeing so many new diseases. I mean, Lyme disease is a relatively new disease. It didn't exist, I think, until 1969, somewhere in there. And then, of course, are some of these mycoplasms seem to have been altered in any way that makes them more pathogenic?
Well, we found alterations in at least some of them, which go back to the Gulf War. And then there are also the appearance of relatively new types of microorganisms, like the Lyme Borrelia, for example, first discovered in Old Lyme, Connecticut, which is that's how it was named, after Old Lyme, Connecticut. And these diseases were apparently either they weren't in existence or they were in existence as certainly a less pathogenic form. And then somehow the organism became very pathogenic. And in the case of Lyme disease, again, it's not just one infection by the Borrelia bacterium. There are multiple infections, and we and other laboratories have found, for example, that 65 or 70% or maybe even higher, maybe as high as 80% of the patients with Lyme Borrelia also have mycoplasma infection as well. And then they also have at least one of the types of bacteria that have been seen along with Lyme, like Ehrlichia, for example. And there's another type of infection, Babesia infection. These infections are commonly found with the Lyme Borrelia. So practically every patient has multiple infections. And again, it goes back to what I was discussing before. These multiple intracellular infections really play havoc on cells.
Well, do things like glutathione really help to boost the immune system? We hear about them. Are they effective?
Well, glutathione would be effective if we could get it in the cells. And the problem is if you just simply ingest glutathione, it doesn't get in. So there are various ways in which people have devised to help transport glutathione into the system, but there's a limitation to what you can do with glutathione. But you can also use a number of different approaches, antioxidant approaches and so on, to help maintain the oxidative reductive system of the cell and keep it balanced.
Now, when you speak of the antioxidants, you're referring what, to vitamin C, vitamin E?
That's correct. And these are extremely important, and everybody that has a chronic illness really requires a lot of these. Now, I was mentioning the oxidation of the mitochondrial membranes, and this happens on all the membranes of the cell, and this is one of the major reasons why the antioxidants are necessary. And this type of oxidation occurs naturally with aging, and so we find that as people get up in years, they naturally have oxidation of these membranes, and they begin to slow down, and they lose energy, and so on and so forth. But when you have these infections, this whole process is accelerated. So people, you know, that are 20, 30 years old are acting like they're 50, 60, 70 years old in terms of their energy, in terms of their ability to do things and so on. And this is one of the major reasons. Their membranes are being attacked and oxidized and so on by these intracellular infections. So not only do you have to fight the infections, you have to repair the membranes as well. Part of that repair process is using the antioxidants to prevent the further oxidation, but there's also the aspect of replacing the lipids that are damaged, and this is the process I call lipid replacement therapy. In fact, during the intermission here, I was just looking at a gallery proof that was just sent to me over the email internet that's coming out in the Journal of the Nutraceutical Association, and where I talk about lipid replacement therapy. I wrote a little review on this that will appear in a few weeks. And I think this is a very important aspect of the overall management of these different diseases. We have to help patients recover their health, and it's not just a single hit process. It requires really attention to a number of different details, a number of different problems that they have, and so on and so forth. And we try and address that at the Institute for Molecular Medicine, not just treating infections or not just doing this or doing that, but trying to take a more global look at the problems that patients have, because they have a lot of different problems. These chronic illnesses are not simple. They're very complex, and it requires a fairly complex approach to solve the problem.
Well, now, as far as the lipid replacement, would you be taking something in the essential fats or these essential oils, or how would you actually replace the lipids so that, you know, on the mitochondria, so that they would begin to function properly in giving the energy to the cells that it needs?
Well, first is the proper lipids. And these are actually the lipids that are used in the mitochondria, the same type of lipids that are used in the nuclear membrane, the mitochondrial membrane, and so on. And they're protected, which is the important part, against oxidation. So during storage and during treatment, during the absorption in the gut, during transport, they're protected so they're not oxidized, so that they get to the cells in the undamaged form. And that's very, very important. And, of course, along with the antioxidants to prevent oxidation, and there are antioxidants in the actual commercial formulations that we've tested, those help prevent these lipids from being oxidized. So it's very important. You know, if you go back in the last century or so before the current time, you start looking at a lot of diseases and problems. A lot of people became sick after eating rancid meat, or eating, you know, contaminated food or whatever, and they never really recovered from it. They became chronically ill after that. They called it consumption. They had all kinds of names for it. But basically, one of the things that started it off was the fact that they ate rancid, oxidized meat and lipids and so on, and this started a whole problem, series of problems with their system. So in addition to the infections that they picked up in the rancid meat, they also picked up these damaged lipids and other things. And that didn't help them, and that's what we're trying to overcome now. Now that we have a better idea of what's going on, we're trying to make sure that the patients replace those lipids. Now, we took a group of elderly patients. These are mostly patients in their 70s to 90s, and most of them had fatigue problems, either severe to moderate fatigue. And we put them on this one lipid replacement product that had the correct lipids and also had antioxidants and a few other things, and had some probiotics in with it. And these people, within 30 to 60 days, showed dramatic and statistically significant changes in their fatigue levels. Their fatigue went from, if they had severe fatigue, it went down to moderate or mild. If they had moderate, it went down to mild. So within 30 to 60 days, there was a dramatic change in their fatigue. And so we're really recommending these products now on the basis of the clinical trials that we conducted.
All right, fine. Of course, what else then would you say? You talk about antioxidants, you talk about vitamin B, pardon me, Dr. Vitamin C, vitamin E. What else could you do, in the way of antioxidants? Or are those the two major ones that you'd suggest?
Well, those are major antioxidants. There are a number of other antioxidants, of course, that people can ingest, but those are major. People should be taking quite a bit of vitamin E, vitamin C, for example, as antioxidants.
What would you say for the average person?
Well, again, there's some instructions on the website.
Okay,
I'm very hesitant to give out that kind of information because everybody's different. Individuals may require more or less than you know, the suggested amount and so on. Basically, people have to figure out for themselves almost what's appropriate for them.
All right.
So that's the first thing, is it's hard to tell, and you certainly can't tell over the radio what people need in terms of supplements and so on. The next thing, we discussed the immune system and how this needs to be built up, and there are a number of very important commercial products that are out. These are homeopathic products. Some of these are based on very good science, where studies have been conducted and shown that the immune system is actually increased or boosted in the presence of these products. These are over-the-counter type products that can be ingested. Most of these homeopathic products, patients will have to take at least several weeks, 30, 60 days or whatever, in order to really see the effects, because they happen very slowly, very gradually. They don't happen overnight, or they don't happen within hours or whatever. But one of the advantages is that the products are not highly expensive, and the number of adverse reactions are very minimal with these types of products. We've seen very few complaints. They're well tolerated by patients of practically every age group, and even if they have a lot of illnesses and so on.
And now, are these listed on your website?
They're on the website.
Oh, right,
there are a variety of sources for these. And again, I'm not going to plug any commercial products, but there's some specific recommendations on the website. And then there's some very interesting new products that have come out over the last few years, where certain types of companies have actually looked for specific products to do specific things. For example, we talked about the infections. For example, there's a company in Texas that makes a product specifically to treat mycoplasmal infections. And you can find them on our website if you're interested in this. And so there are a lot of new formulations that are coming out on the market which look very interesting in terms of their effects to treat the chronic infections. And so I anticipate in the future we'll see some new homeopathic products to treat certain viral infections, chronic viral infections. We'll see more formulations to treat certain conditions like Lyme disease, for example, Lyme borrelia, and Ehrlichia, and Babesia, and different types of infections and mycoplasma that go along with Lyme, and so on. So I think that this is what's going to happen in the future, is that patients will have more access to a number of different products that they can buy over the counter, which will help them with these chronic illnesses, so they can actually help themselves and be less dependent upon their physicians, who often know very little about these chronic conditions. And they often want to give patients antidepressants, which are terrible in the case of your immune system. Some of them are actually immune suppressing. So that's exactly not the type of thing that you want to do. But people complain of depression, so they give them antidepressants. People complain of a mood problem, so they give them mood-changing drugs, for example, and so on. And so we try and avoid those if we can. And what we found is that once people start to correcting the infections and correcting the metabolic problems, and diet is principal in correcting the metabolic problems. And there are a couple of publications on the website on diet and how to change your diet over to a healthier diet, and one that's more, I would say, compatible with suppressing the infections and suppressing the conditions, chronic conditions that so many people have. That's obviously a very important thing to consider. And so finally, if we could just touch a little bit upon diet, and I think the diet plays a major role in overcoming these chronic illnesses. In fact, we tell patients, if you don't change your diet, if you don't address some of the dietary problems, you're really not going to get better, because you may get better temporarily, but you'll fall right back again. And so diet is a very, very important aspect of overcoming not only these infections, but overcoming these chronic conditions.
All right, fine. And that website, one more time.
It's www.immed.org.
All right, fine. Well, our guest has been Dr. Garth Nicholson from the Institute of Molecular Medicine, of course, and with 550 or more peer-reviewed websites out there. He's certainly one of the, pardon me, articles. He's certainly one of the world's leading experts in this field, and we're so grateful for him coming on. Do you have one parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
Well, I think, again, if they will take the time to do some of the things themselves rather than trying to lean so much on their healthcare practitioners for help and advice, they'll find that they'll overcome these illnesses, but it's just going to take a little work. People are going to have to work on their diet. They're going to have to work on their supplements. They're going to have to work on a number of different things that got them into this problem in the first place. And once they do that, then they have a very good chance of overcoming these chronic conditions.
Thank you so very much for being with us. Bye-bye, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Garth Nicholson. I never forget being on a taxi one time with a young gentleman. He was Oriental, and we got to talking. We're both sitting in the back seat sharing a cab, and it turned out he was one of Dr. Nicholson's students at MB Anderson Clinic. And when I mentioned I knew him, why, he was almost, he thought it was the greatest thing in the world. He just loved, as everybody does, Dr. Garth Nicholson, and great to have him with us.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened at TWA 800, and the North Dome of the Eastern Coast, or at Yagoma? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of them subjects of rock cutting in the fascinating book by Fred Robinson, titled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, or the Medusa File. Actually, Fred Robinson was a police officer working with the Oklahoma City bombing, and this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, and I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you a more contemporary history, frightening history that every American wants to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. Recently, a medical journal reported on the world's first proven remedy for the common cold, Allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. During winter months, a pure Allicin garlic extract reduced the risk of the common cold by 50%. This was demonstrated in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, science's highest measure of effectiveness. Where do you get pure Allicin? You won't find it in store-bought garlic pills, but you'll find it in Alamax. Alamax provides the equivalent of 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Where do you get Alamax? Dial this number now, 866-405-4000. Learn more about Alamax at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention that certainly we have many, many exciting tape sets here, whether it be on the secret government, and yes, there really is a secret government, or secret societies, and yes, there really are secret societies. If you haven't seen my video of the Brotherhood of Darkness, or our latest talk on the Iraq, the Untold Story, which is really the overview of all the wars of the last century. Every one of them was a contrived war where our boys were sent overseas to fight for freedom while we lost freedom here at home. So let me suggest you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the Brotherhood of Darkness video, or, of course, the Iraq, the Untold Story. And, of course, there is certainly a syllabus you can get with that, or you can get simply the video on its own. Then maybe you want to get the syllabus later that has all the documentation in it. But help us to get the word out, and you've got to become educated first. By listening to our programs, getting the documentation, and then learn how to discuss it with others, because people need to know that we're in the process of destroying America today. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, this is the time I have to remind you that Radio Liberty really is listener-supported, and we hope that many of you out there will be really concerned about what's going on and want to give us a hand and help us as we try to get the truth out across America. And then, of course, we want to mention, of course, if you are struggling with your health insurance and you just don't know how you're going to meet those high premiums, or you don't have any health insurance now because you can't afford it, why not consider a Christian health cost sharing program? A Christian health cost sharing program. If you'd like to know more about it, why it's called MediShare. Then you simply give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we want to remind you that if you would like to have a Phenopoly set, if you'd like to get Phenopoly, which is, of course, used to train yourself or your children, your grandchildren, how to read phonetically, how to pronounce words phonetically, how to spell phonetically. We have it available. We think it's a great, great product, mainly because, of course, most of the products are $500-$700, and this one is $139.95. But more than that, it works, and we've had so many wonderful responses from it. And then I simply want to mention the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. If you have children, you'd like to get them out of government schools, you'd like to know more about the program, that'll take your children from grammar school all the way through high school graduation for $199.95. And if you've got six kids, why, that's all it costs. Everything's there, of course, except for the Saxon textbooks, math textbooks. So if you'd like to know more about any of the products, just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV. War. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will, of course, give serious consideration to perhaps subscribing to the newsletter. Of course, we'll be glad to send you a free newsletter if you'd like to get one. And, of course, if you'd like a copy of the June newsletter, which deals with all the new diseases that are cropping up. And going into what we were talking about today, the Lyme disease, a new disease, mycoplasm, at least the pathogenic mycoplasm, new diseases, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. And we'll be glad to send you free of charge a copy of our newsletter. We hope you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com, and that's radioliberty.com, www.radioliberty.com. And, of course, if you are certainly at our website, you can see all the products we have that help to subsidize what we do. But more important, you'll actually see the Big Berkey and the Berkey Life water filters. If you get them to us, why, of course, you get either a free video or a free four-tape set along with that. That's radioliberty.com, but of course you can listen to our programs 5 hours every day on the internet, and of course there are a lot of archive programs, so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and of course you'll get the various information we have. We'll be glad to send you a catalog, but if you go to our website, you can pull down our newsletters, you can pull down our programs, you can pull down my program on the population control agenda. Lots of exciting things on the website that mostly are certainly access to the internet, access to a list of stations, and the ability to listen to our programs 5 hours every day. And of course, this is the time when we want to ask you to pray for America. We want you to ask for pray for revival, because we had a great revival in the 1740s and again in the 1850s. But I fear if we don't have another revival, then the dream that was America will simply become a remembrance of things past. And lastly, we ask you to remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.